The Athenians also had important allies in the West, in the regions that were vital to Corinth and the Peloponnesians. There was Corcyra, now in control of Epidamnus, but also Western islands, notably the island of Zakynthos and eventually of Kephallenia. These are islands known as the Ionian Islands today. A bit confusing that the Ionian Islands are on the western side of Greece rather than on the eastern side with Ionia, and that's simply because it's a dialect designation rather than geographic. The Athenians also controlled a vital port at Naupactus, where Messenians who had rebelled from Sparta were located. And finally, two native people, Greek tribal peoples, really, living outside of Polis, but in tribal communities, the Acarnanians and the Amphilochians, who dwelled along the southern shores of the Gulf of Ambracia and the western sections of Greece. These were strategic allies because they intensely disliked the Corinthian colonies in the area, notably the cities of Ambracia, Anactorium, and Leucas, which would be the objectives of Athenian campaigns in the West in the early stages of the war. The Peloponnesians, on the other hand, controlled all of the Peloponnese, with the exception of Argos and some towns of Achaea on the north shore, and most of the Greek states of central Greece, notably the Boeotians, who could field a very formidable army, and the Spartans would be able to call out their full levy plus all of their Peloponnesian allies. They had less than a stable ally in Macedon. King Perdiccas, just like his descendant, Philip II, father of Alexander the Great, would be accused of what is known as polypragmasune, that is, he was always busy. Restless would be our translation. It means constantly doing things, much to the distress of the Athenians, because he controlled the vital timber resources. But outside of those core areas of the Peloponnese and the Corinthian colonies in the northwest, the Peloponnesians could also summon many friends from Italy and Sicily. The majority of the cities in Sicily and Italy favored Corinth and Sparta. And ships, grain, mercenaries, all of this could be expected from the Italiotes and the Siciliotes, that is, the Greeks of Italy, the Greeks of Sicily. These are terms used to distinguish the Greeks from the native peoples, who would be Italic peoples of Italy or the Sicels of Sicily. So more or less in terms of area, the sides matched up, but Athens had by far the greater financial resources. And that gets us to the initial strategies which Pericles persuaded the Athenians to adopt, and that was an indirect strategy. And one of the ironies about the Peloponnesian War, while it provides us an enormous amount of information about Greek warfare, certainly in its earliest stages of the war, the classic hoplite battles were not fought. Both the Peloponnesians and the Athenians aimed for a strategic objective of ravaging the economic resources of the opposing side and forcing a negotiation or a surrender. This was because I believe both sides recognized that the two alliance structures were far greater than anything before in the Greek world, and that a single battle was not likely going to decide the issue. Let's take a look at the Athenian policy first and then look at the Spartan policy and see why they didn't work. And that by early 429 BC, both sides had to think out new strategies in a war that was now expanded in both ferocity and had increased in its war aims. In 431 BC, Pericles was confident that the Athenians had the financial resources to wage a long war. He's not quite sure what he meant by that. Did he mean 27 years? Probably not. He died in the third year of the war. One suggestion by Professor Donald Kagan is that perhaps he was thinking more in terms of 5 or 6 years, that the Athenians had in income and tribute, as well as in reserve stockpiled on the Acropolis, sufficient funds to wage the type of war of attrition Pericles envisioned. And that was a war that involved really an indirect approach and has gained favor with such military theoreticians as Liddell Hart, who was a military writer between the First and Second World War, a very famous British military writer. Most modern scholars approve of Pericles' policy, which was essentially sacrifice property in the interests of lives. The long walls, and that is the set of parallel walls that connected Athens to her ports, and those walls probably involved about 12 miles, including the city walls, to defend as a circuit, and the distance of Athens from the Piraeus or Phalerion was between 4 and 5 miles. Those walls are enclosing a very vast area. Those long walls were the key to the strategy.